Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Frank Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Barton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 0. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Hundley moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 0 in the game. Ellsworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. Hundley scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Bob Priddy now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger bunts towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Ellsworth moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Ellsworth scores. It's 8-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 9-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Garibaldi now pitching. Ken Henderson now playing center field. Jack Hyatt now playing first base. Frank Johnson now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Hyatt moves to second. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hyatt moves to third. Alou moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hyatt scores. Alou scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 9-2, Cubs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-1 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Lanier moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Cubs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Bob Garibaldi. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Robertson now pitching. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Hundley moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Beckert hits a line drive into center field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Hundley scores. Phillips scores. Ellsworth moves to third. Beckert moves to second. It's 11-3, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hyatt scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. Ellsworth scores. Beckert moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Barton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Dietz pinch hits for Bill Henry. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is hit by the pitch. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dietz moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards center field. Phillips picks it up and throws to third to catch Dietz for the out. Fuentes moves to second. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hyatt strikes out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller pinch hits for Bob Barton. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Haller now catching. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got five RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder pinch hits for Billy Heft. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schroeder for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuntz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.